WRKQ4CRG.
4CRG. Good afternoon. This is Tom. How you doing?
Well, this is Robert over here in Bowling Springs. We doing pretty good. We just left at Ace Hardware. Get some charcoal for the big green egg. And we're going to try a whole chicken on the grill tonight. They ain't tried that before. And then we're here at this Ingles Pharmacy. The wife had to run in there and get her some meds refilled. How you doing today, Tom?
Not pushing up grass from the root side, but got a lot of back pain. And the wife's stoved up a little. We've been doing yard work, but at least we're moving, Robert.
You gotta keep moving there, Tom, no doubt. Something I got to get doing more of. I'm spending too much time in that dang lazy boy recliner watching that boot tube.
Medicine you can have or sitting in front of a computer all day. Those people wind up with back problems, and unfortunately, our daughter has to do that for her job, and it's just a requirement, and I think it's almost as bad as me having to walk on concrete for 50 years while I worked as an industrial electrician. It gets you one way or the other. It's that rare disease, AGE.
Yeah, I've had my share of them little concrete floors for about 45 years doing that industrial electrician work there, too. Yeah, concrete floor is no good. My back was messed up there I hurt my back. It messed up a good many years. I tried that decompression therapy at the chiropractor. That kind of fixed me up.
Believe in chiropractors, but my older daughter does, and my younger daughter does, but they're not going to convince me that they can override Mother Nature. Unless your back's, you know, out of joint or something, then yeah, they can pop it back in, but your neighbors can do that for you.
Well, I had a bulging disc down there. Not much cushion between the bones there. That decompression therapy kind of plumps that up. So, it worked for me. I guess it ain't for everybody.
And if it worked, it worked. That's all there is to it. I don't deny that they help sometimes, but it's just not my cup of tea. But I went to one time down here because my daughter forced me to. Well, you need 10 treatments, and it's $2,000. And I said, no, that's sucker bait. I ain't doing it. So anyways, Robert, well, I'm glad it helped you out. I talked to the spinal surgeon, and they said I wouldn't come off the table because you're in there for about 6 or 8 hours, and they paralyze your whole body when they do back surgery, so you won't move. And anyways, if you have one back surgery, you're going to have more. And one of the surgeons told me, with my wife, she says, what they don't tell you is, Tom, to be honest, is like Bernice's was fixed above a problem, or at the problem. He said, they don't tell you in about 10 years it'll weaken below the problem. And he says, I'd have to fix it above the problem again. And he says, your wife's of the age now, she wouldn't make it either. So she's going to go back and get an epidural. But they refused to give me an epidural. He says, no, you'll be back in 2 weeks and want another one. Go figure.
Epidurals, they ain't no fun. They hurt like crap. And it works for a couple months or so, 2 or 3 months, but then that kind of wears out. You got to go do them again. But anyway, Tom, we're 73. Hope you'll have a good rest of the afternoon. It's KQ4CRG. We'll be clear on your final, Tom.
KQ4CRG and Earl TR. I'm glad you hollered at me. Bernice had an epidural, and it lasted, 5 years, Bernice? It's lasted 5 years. I had one up high. I had three up high years ago from a fall. and it worked real good. I haven't had any since, but the lower back, the good Lord's just got it deteriorated to the point where there's just not much they can do. The surgeon said it looked like a car wreck, Robert. That's not good news. Anyways, we're headed to the fruit market to get some strawberries and then over to Lowe's. And I'll talk to you later. Good to hear you, bud. Keep up the work. It's N0TR Clips.